I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm joined by attorney Jordan Cohen, a partner at law firm Akerman LLP and team leader of their digital health practice. We're going to be discussing agentic AI in healthcare and what that potentially poses in terms of data security and privacy-related issues for healthcare sector entities. So, Jordan, for starters, what are you seeing in terms of the use and the potential use of agentic AI in the healthcare sector? And then, what are some of the top risks that need to be considered, especially when it comes to data security and privacy?
We see agentic AI being used, I would say, in two main areas. We've got the clinical use or clinical adjacent use, and then we have more administrative and operational use cases. So in the clinical setting, in that first bucket, it is relatively constrained at this point, just given how new AI is and some of the accuracy and safety concerns related to it. But we're seeing tools used for patient outreach and follow-up, for symptom triage. We've seen virtual nurse assistants. In limited circumstances, there are some autonomous diagnostic systems that act as in an agentic manner, as well as some clinical monitoring systems. And on the operational and administrative side, there have been agents used for patient scheduling, for revenue cycle management and claims processing, clinical documentation and coding, and more of the on the administrative side of healthcare as well. So there's a lot of different irons in the fire right now, both on the clinical and administrative side.
In that sort of setting of the sorts of things you're seeing, what kinds of patient data is generally being utilized? Are they, when you say scheduling, is it kind of surface level sorts of things? Do any of these uses of agentic AI sort of dig into like the EHRs at this point? Like, what are some of the potential privacy security risks as these things kind of dig deeper into the kinds of data about patients?
So for if you're a covered entity, and a lot of the work I do is with HIPAA regulated entities, including covered entities and business associates. On the covered entity side, we have seen hospital systems and other healthcare covered entities utilize the full suite of protected health information. Again, it's the actual use case of the agent or agentic AI is to some extent relatively limited, particularly in the clinical sense, but many times these systems do have access to underlying electronic health record systems and sometimes also other systems within an organization's purview. So we have seen a fairly robust use of data, and including for training the AI, because that is a large part of building these systems is utilizing data legally to train AI algorithms to be able to conduct the agentic actions that the platform wants to use. And so that brings up another good point, which is the having and ensuring the legal right to use the data for that use case. And so if you're training an AI algorithm or large language model on patient data, it's obviously important to know that you have the right to do that. Covered entities do have fairly broad rights to use protected health information in their possession. Business associates and other vendors can be constrained, and as I'm sure our listeners know, business associate agreements can constrain their secondary uses of protected health information from their covered entity clients. And so I think that that is one of the central issues that HIPAA regulated entities and others face is taking a data inventory and understanding what you can and cannot do with that data, because if you fall outside of a permissible use, then technically, if PHI is involved, that can be considered a reportable breach.
So, Jordan, with that said, how can HIPAA-regulated entities ensure that their implementation of these new AI systems don't violate HIPAA or other existing privacy protections? How do they ensure that, they're not going about something that's going to, end up getting them in trouble potentially?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that even though AI has gotten, a ton of buzz and for a very good reason, a lot of the steps that covered entities and other HIPAA regulated entities can take are actually not AI specific. And there are practices that we've been discussing with clients for years. So, at the most basic level, a data flow inventory is going to be really important. So, diagramming and accounting for how you're ingesting data, processing it, storing it, and how it's leaving your systems, how vendors are touching it, and what they're doing to that data is going to be critical. Because if you don't know what data you have, where it lives, who's accessing it, then it's really difficult to secure it and to protect patient privacy. Another important consideration is understanding the regulations that apply. So, as we all the listeners know, HIPAA is going to apply often in the healthcare setting, particularly for covered entities and their business associates. But there are other laws that can come into play. We have The Federal Trade Commission has been very robust in certain enforcement of the promises that entities make about how they're going to use health data, particularly in the public-facing realm, where they make promises to not do certain things and then they do those certain things. We've seen enforcement recently on that. We have state regulatory regimes that are evolving by the day, it seems like, that need to be monitored. And when we're talking about AI and agentic AI, that can bring up the FDA. So the FDA regulates medical devices, but what we've seen is that if you build software in a certain way that can treat or diagnose healthcare conditions, that can be considered a medical device and trigger FDA requirements. On the vendor side, BAAs and other contract controls are going to be really critical. Understanding what you're allowing your business associates to do if you're a covered entity is important. Can they store any of the information outside of the US? Can they use the data for training their general AI algorithms? These are questions that have been facing covered entities for a while, but they've become even more critical when you are dealing with AI. For one reason is that many of these AI systems have multiple different vendors. And so it's critical to ensure that you understand how those contracts govern those relationships. I have a couple other different kind of buckets. So there's technical safeguards, incident response and breach handling, monitoring, kind of audit logs, stuff like that, and transparency and consent of the patients.
So dig into that a little bit.
So on the technical safeguards that covered entities and other HIPAA-regulated entities face, we've seen the importance over the years of encryption. That is nothing new with respect to AI, but as I mentioned before, covered entities can have multiple, when they're implementing AI systems, can have a number of different vendors that are responsible. So some vendors specialize in the databases that can be used to store information for AI training. There are vendors that actually do certain reinforcement learning where they're teaching AI algorithms how to interpret certain data. And there are a host of others. And so there's a lot of data and PHI sloshing around these systems. And so encryption becomes really important, both encryption in transit and, of course, encryption at rest with those vendors. And so the technical safeguards that you're putting in is important. AI also has some unique issues. So listeners may have heard about prompt injection. Prompt injection is when an attacker can craft an AI prompt. If we're dealing with something like a chatbot or LLM, they can craft a prompt that can essentially trick the AI system into revealing certain data that it shouldn't. And that can be PHI as well. And so there are these red teams that can pressure test the AI systems that are being implemented to help reduce the risk that an attacker would be able to manipulate the AI systems like that. So I think what we're seeing is both the historical HIPAA data privacy and security considerations, as well as some additional nuanced considerations that are caused by these new AI technologies.
So, Jordan, you mentioned HIPAA, you mentioned the FDA. Are there any particular evolving regulations, either federal or state, that you're kind of keeping an eye on right now that could impact the implementation of agentic AI and other sorts of AI in healthcare that entities really should be paying attention to?
Well, there have been proposed revisions to the HIPAA security rule, significant revisions that would really turn the screws on HIPAA-regulated entities in terms of their security practices, more robust risk analysis requirements, and just a generally more prescriptive regulatory regime. I mean, we haven't seen significant updates to the HIPAA security rule in quite some time. And it certainly was drafted well before any of these AI-related technologies were being implemented in the healthcare system. So the revisions to HIPAA, if and when that comes out, is top of mind. We also have, as I mentioned, state laws. So, because we don't have at this point a broad, overarching federal privacy law that covers, most healthcare information in the US, and it's more category specific, like healthcare data or banking data, that has left a void that we've been seeing states fill. And so, nearly every day or every week, we're seeing states start to, fill that gap with their own laws, which is creating a patchwork that can be challenging, especially for multi-state healthcare entities that have residents in multiple states and need to treat that data differently depending on where the patient resides. And so, on the FDA side, we would expect continued evolution of the FDA's guidance on AI and medical devices. So for those healthcare organizations that are implementing AI in anything that's diagnostic or treatment related, they should also be looking at the FDA and their center that provides guidance on these issues.
And finally, Jordan, we've talked about some of the risks involved with agentic AI and AI in general in healthcare. What do you see as most promising in terms of the potential for agentic AI or AI to improve data security and privacy in the healthcare sector? What kind of opportunities are there?
In terms of improving using AI to improve data privacy and security, I mean, AI can be used to, and this is not necessarily healthcare specific, but there is AI being used to assist on the security side in terms of monitoring networks. And because these algorithms are very good at looking at patterns, especially machine learning and other AI tools, that is what they're trained to do. And so, of course, the data that's coming in and out of healthcare provider networks can show patterns, and including patterns that can be indicative of exfiltration of data that's not permissible. It can look at data integrity, data availability. So I think the promise here is that it's going to help augment the tasks of security professionals in the healthcare system by providing additional tools to analyze huge amounts of network traffic and traffic that's being and data that's being stored on various systems there.
Well, thank you so much, Jordan. I've been speaking to Jordan Cohen. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.